我今天下午跟一些专题讨论的一般的弟兄姊妹讲一点这个图解，但是没有讲，只画给他们看。
This afternoon in my workshop, I had the privilege of speaking about the diagram in a very concise way.
我用这个图解来表达我们整个的信仰就在这个图解里面。
I am using a very simple diagram to show us what our beliefs encloses.
这个箭头代表什么事？
What does that arrow represent?
这个箭头代表耶稣基督降世，基督耶稣降世。
That arrow represents Christ coming down to earth.
第二个图解告诉我们说，为要拯救罪人。
The second diagram is a cross. He came to save sinner.
所以他埋葬。
Therefore he was buried.
他复活了。
He resurrected.
照着圣经所讲的，他埋葬又复活了。
As the Bible said, he was buried and resurrected.
然后呢，又升天。
He went to heaven.
耶稣基督就要再来。
He is coming again.
那么今天晚上我们所讲的就是前面的这四个，我们留下礼拜一早晨讲完这两。
Tonight we're just going to touch on the first four points. The fifth point we'll cover on Monday morning.
整个的信仰的内容就在这个图解里面，耶稣基督降世，为我们钉十字架，埋葬，复活了。
All of our belief would be included in Christ coming to earth. He died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有注意到这个耶稣基督降世的这一句话。
I don't know if all of us have noticed the word Christ came to earth.
在圣经里面用一个字眼很仔细的，耶稣基督降世。
In the Bible it uses a wordJesus Christ came to earth.
他不是用耶稣基督出世，他不是用这个字，他是用耶稣基督降世，从天上降到地上来的。
It doesn't say Jesus Christ came from earth, but it says Jesus Christ came to earth.
那么所有的宗教里面，他们都叫出世、出生或者是诞生，只有耶稣基督是降世。
All of the other religion, all of them.Say they came from earth or they were born, but only Christ was saying he came to earth.
每一个宗教的教主都是从地上出来的，属地的，属世界的。只有主耶稣是从天上降下来，属天的，属灵的。
Every founder of any religion came from earth. They were born of earth, but only Christ came from heaven, came from above.
所以这个地方的差别非常重大。
So the difference here is very critical.
为什么我信耶稣呢？
Why do I believe on Christ?
为什么有千千万万的人我不拣选拣选耶稣呢？
Of all the various founders, why do I have to choose Jesus Christ?
因为圣经告诉我说耶稣从天上降到地上来。
Because the Bible says Jesus came from heaven to earth.
所有的宗教家跟我们有什么差别？都是从地上出来的，从地上出来的。
All the other founders of religion came from the earth, born of the earth.
所以主耶稣说，你们是属地的，你们是属这世界的，你们是从地上来的，我是从天上那边降下来的。
So Christ said, all of you are from the earth, born of the earth, but only I came from above.
好，今天我们来看看一下。
Let us look tonight.
上帝为什么用这个方法把主耶稣从天上降到地上来的？
Why did God use this to have Christ come from heaven to earth?
假如是这样降下的话，为什么不从天上显现给世人看呢？为什么要经过这个婴孩的过程，经过少年人或者是成年人的过程呢？
Why doesn't God open the windows of heaven and reveal Christ to us? Why does Christ have to come down, born of a baby, gone through boyhood, young man and manhood?
好，我们要看到一件事。第一，
Because first,
我不晓得你们注意到从这个创世纪一直到新约里面。
I don't know if we've noticed from Genesis to Revelations.
上帝用这个五种不同的方式来使人的生命生延在这个世界上。
God used five different types so that our life could be preserved for humankind.
A continuation of life.
Continuation of life.
换句话说，上帝用五种的方法来造人呢。
God used five different types of creation so that man's life could be continued.
第一个方法什么呢？
The first type.
上帝用尘土来造一个人，就是什么？用土来造亚当。
His first act was he used the dust of the earth and to create the man Adam.
这是第一个方式。
This is the first type.
头一个被造的人是用尘土造的。
The first created man was created by dust.
他是我们的鼻祖亚当。
He is our ancestor Adam.
所以人死要归土，因为我们的祖宗是从土来的。
So when man dies, earth he would go to dust because our ancestors came from dust.
这个亚当是没有父母亲的。
Adam had no father or mother.
是直接从这个伟大的匠师手中呢造出来的。
He came from our great God and Creator's own hands.
他没有经过你我经过的过程，没有的。
He didn't go through you and me to be born.
他在一刹那之间就成人一个人了。
In an instant, he became man.
很有智慧、聪明的人。
Full of wisdom and knowledge.
他的 IQ 啊，比爱因斯坦的高几倍啊。
His IQ is much more than Albert Einstein.
因为他可以点名每一个动物都给他起名，而名字呢是跟那个动物的性格有密切的关系的。
Because he could give names to each animal, and each animal's name was close to his personality.
好，我们看到第二个方式，上帝造人用这个什么？用骨头造夏娃，造个女人。
The second act of God was he used another method to create Eve.
用男人的骨头肋骨拿出来造一个女人。
He used the rib of the man to create Eve.
所以呢，女人是从男人出来的。
So the woman is from man.
这个很特别，对不对？
This is very special.
所以呢，这个很多时候呢，男孩子结婚之后呢，总是听太太的话多过听父母亲的话。
Therefore, it is not unusual that when a man boy gets married, he listens more to his wife than to his parents.
太太的话呢，力量大过父母亲的话。
The words of his wife is much stronger and more influenced than his parents.
因为他的心肝宝贝啊，要听的。
Because she is close to his heart and he must listen to his wife.
所以呢，上帝用骨头，用一根骨头来造一个什么？造一个女人。
So God used a different method, using a rib of Adam to create the woman.
所以夫妻结合在一起的时候呢，真是相亲相爱啊。
So when a husband and a wife come together, they are very close and loving.
好，我们时间不够，我们快一点再讲。上帝用第三个方式造人。
The third act that God used to create man,
也可以说延续生命，或者产生新的生命，
is to create or to continue or procreate life.
什么样的方式呢？
What kind did he use?
是现在所很少听到的。
We seldom hear about this nowadays.
有一个老太婆长得非常漂亮。
An old woman was born very lovely.
我想她可以在美国 Miss America 可以 contest 没问题的来参加的。
This old woman would get can become Miss America.
这个女人是这个谁啊？是亚伯拉罕的妻子。
This old woman was Abraham's wife.
因为她到了八十几岁、七十几岁，还有人爱她，我告诉你，了不起的。
Even though she was 70 and 80, someone fell in love with her.
所以我不知道到底多美，有一天到天上去，我要看看她一下多美啊。
I don't know how beautiful she was, but when I go to heaven, I'll know how beautiful she
was. 这个老太婆呢，不只是因为她老又美，还有很特别的，她老的时候呢，还生孩子啊，这个就厉害了。
This old woman, not only was she old yet beautiful, but she could bear children in her old age.
所以呢，上帝用一个老太婆呢，生孩子。
So God used an old woman to give birth to a son.
所以我们看到没有，在旧约里面有这样的情况。
So in the Old Testament, we see this kind of incident.
在人来看不可能的。
When man is impossible,
但是呢，上帝用一个老太婆呢，生了一个儿子，就是以撒。
God used an old woman to give birth to a son whose name was Isaac.
好，这个老人家不只是在旧约里面可以找到一个这样的情况。
Not only can we find this type of thing in the Old Testament,
在新约里面也有同样的情况。
The New Testament is a similar incident.
这个施洗约翰的父母亲也是老迈了，也生了一个施洗约翰出来。
The parents of John the Baptist was old, yet John the Baptist was born.
好，这个是旧约里面的第三种的方式。
This is a third type in the Old Testament.
那么第四个方式呢？
The fourth kind
就是新约里面告诉我们说，耶稣是从童贞女生的。
In the New Testament, it says Christ was born of a virgin.
童女生孩子
，a virgin giving birth，
比老人家生孩子更怪的、更难听的、更难相信的。
It's more surprising than an old woman giving birth。
所以有的人以为说耶稣是私生子，不是童女生的孩子，私生子来的。
Someone could say Christ was illegitimate，
但是呢，耶稣圣经告诉他是童女生的。
But the Bible tells us he was born of a virgin。
弟兄姊妹，上帝用这个方式把他独生子带到世界上来。
Brother and sister, God used this kind of act to bring His Son to earth.
有父亲，但是呢，没有这个父亲有母亲的。
Without the interference of a father, yet he was born through only a mother.
好，第五种方式。
The fifth type.
今天呢，每秒钟啊都在产生新生命。
Every second a life is born.
啊，什么？父母亲生后代，生孩子。
A father and a mother giving birth to a child.
这五种方式呢，都是神迹。
These five incidents all are miracles.
都是神迹的。
They are miracles.
但是有几个要特注意的。
But we especially should look at several.
同一个神迹是不重复的。
The first miracle cannot repeat itself.
不再重复了。
It is not repeatable.
那是第一个创造。
The first creation.
上帝不再用这个方式来造，并不表明说上帝不能够这样做。
God does not create man anymore this way. It does not mean he cannot do it again.
他的原则是头一个这样造法，其他就延续下去了。
His principle is the first was created that way, and the rest were simultaneous.
第二个的话呢，用骨头造女人也不这样造法了。
The second type, creating woman from the rib of Adam, is no longer repeatable.
第三个呢？
The third type,
我告诉你啊，是我个人相信是可以 repeatable, 可以重复的。
The third, I personally believe, can be repeated.
这个神迹可以重复的。
This miracle can be repeated.
这个重复未必说是九十岁的老太婆生孩子，未必这样意思。
It does not mean that 90-year-old old woman giving birth.
这乃是告诉我们说，在人看来不可能的，断绝生育的话，在神可能的。
It means for a man who is impossible.Not to be able to give birth, yet being able to give birth.
为什么上帝保留这一个呢？
Why does God preserve this kind of miracle?
因为这一个是对他的儿女的信心里面一个酬报。
This is a kind of a reward for his children.
也可以说我们信心所带来的力量。
This is a kind of reward we get for our faith.
在医生看来不可能的。
For man, it is impossible.
医生的论调里面不可能的。
In the doctor's point of view, it is impossible.
在医学里面不可能的。
Medical science is impossible.
但是呢，在神学里面，上帝要啊，可以这样做的。
In God's eye, in theology, it is possible.
但是头一个跟第二个话呢，上帝不再这样做了。
But the first act of miracle, God will not repeat it.
今天我们知道很多人呢，有家庭结婚了好几年了，都没有孩子的。
We know of couples who have married for a long time yet no children.
他们就找医生的。
They go to see a medical doctor.
没什么用的。
What's the use?
没用的。
Not any use.
就是不能再生孩子，不能再生。
No use. They could not bear any children.
但是当他们诚心祷告、仰望神的时候呢，上帝把儿子赐给他们了。
But if they pray together and trust God, yes, God give them a child.
你记不记得这个撒母耳的妈妈吗
？Remember the mother of Samuel?
她不能生的。
She cannot give birth.
她就是祷告求主赐下儿子。你给我的话呢，我奉献给你。上帝，我给你个儿子。
She prayed fervently, God, give me a son. If you give me a son, I will offer him to you.
换句话说，今天这个神迹就是为着信主人所保留，让我们相信我们的神是不行其事的上帝。
This kind of miracle is reserved only for God, for us to know. If we have faith in God, God will work miracles in us.
假使今天我们的神不能够在这个时代里面行神迹的话，那么我们比众人就更可怜，我们的信仰是很可怜的。
If our God cannot work miracles in this kind of age, we are worse off than the others.
那我们怎么知道这个神是超然的上帝呢？
How do we know our God is more than the others?
我们不能相信的。
We cannot believe.
可能这些理论都有问题的。前面的理论都有问题了。
The first few may have problems.
因为若是今天神不能够在我们生活里面行神迹的话呢，以前的可能也不存在了。
Because if God cannot today, now work miracles, then previously maybe those were not miracles.
我们看到第四个
，the fourth miracle，
童真女生的
，born of a virgin。
今天若是我们一个正确的观念的话
，if we have a clear and exact understanding，
若是我们知道这个神是全能的上帝，无所不能的话
，if we know that our God is almighty and all powerful，
那么我们的问题不是他能不能够做
，our question is not can he do it or not，
我们的问题是说他为什么这样做法呢
？our question is why did he do it that way？
他这样的做法用意在哪里？
The way he do it, what is his purpose?
今天我们看到为什么上帝让耶稣通过童贞女生的呢？
Today we ask why did God through the virgin give birth to Christ?
因为这里告诉我们呢，世人生下来的话呢，都是从罪里生的，在罪里生的，在母腹里面就已经有罪性了。
Because here it tells us, those who are born of man, when they are born, they have the sin nature in them.
所以呢，每一个人都有罪性。
So all of us have the sin nature in us.
除了亚当夏娃之外，没有罪性之外。
Except Adam and Eve who do not have a sin nature.
每个人都有的。
All of us have the sin nature.
皮肤的这个颜色不代表你就是比别人干净或者比别人更善良的。
The color of our skin does not indicate whether we are cleaner or more dirty than others.
所以中国一句话说天下乌鸦都一般黑了。
There's a Chinese saying, all the raven in the sky, the same blackness.
人的心都是败坏的。
Man's heart is evil.
都带来了罪性。
They bring us through our sin nature.
那么主耶稣的这个童贞女生的就是没有罪性在里面。
Christ was born of a virgin, therefore he did not have a sin nature in him.
他有人的样式。
He had the form of a man.
他经过人的过程，生理的过程。
He went through the birth of a regular man.
他是完全的人。
He was a perfect man.
他是要物质上的东西，他是要吃，他是要睡觉，他是要这个工作。
He had to eat, he had to sleep, he had to work.
但是呢，有一个地方不同的。
One thing makes him different.
没有罪，并且是完全的神性。
He did not have any sin, and he was fully God himself.
若是他有罪的话
，If he had sin,
他就没有资格来担当我的罪、你的罪呀。
He would not be qualified to die for our sins.
因为罪人不能够救罪人呐。
Because a sinner cannot save sinner.
只有无罪的代替有罪的。
Only a sinless person can substitute a sinful person.
若他不是神的话。
If he were not God,
他不能够一个人的死代替全世界人的死，不能够这样做的。
His single death could not substitute for all the sin of the whole world.
只有一个更高超的地位、更高的权柄，才能够一个人代替其他众人的。
Only one who has a high nature of God could substitute the sin for all the world.
你可以注意一个很简单的例子，就是说一个总统若是生日的话，大概60岁的话，好了，来一个大事的话呢，好，所有监牢的人都放走，他有权利这样做，他的地位不同，他是总统。上帝来到世界上为我们死，一人替众人死，众人也都死了。
One example would be a president when he gets to his 60th birthday, he could call a party and say, I pardon all the criminals in my country. The same thing, God in his holiness and in his almightiness, he could forgive all of man's sin.
因为他是上帝神。
Because he is God himself.
地位不同的。
His position is different.
过去的罪人。
All of the past sinners.
现在的罪人。
The sinners today.
将来罪人。
The sinners in the future,
他都替他们死了。
He died for all of them.
他是上帝。
He is God.
他是神。
He is God himself.
他是灵。
He is a spirit.
不受时间空间的限制。
He is not limited by times or space.
同时，他是一个人。
At the same time, he was a man.
当他代替我们死的时候，是无罪的代替有罪的。
When he died for our sin, the sinless substituted for our sin.
所以，上帝没有从第五项的这个当中来找一个做救主，没有的。
So God did not use the fifth act to find someone to be our savior.
今天呢，人自作聪明呀，他们从第五种的方式里面找宗教家，都是父母亲生出来的，都是有罪的，都是败坏的，没有完全的，都是没有资格做救主的。
Today man is seeking for his own answer. He's looking at the fifth miracle and looking for a savior for our sins. He's looking for founders of religion who can do nothing.
因为这边很多我们知道，父母亲这是。自然力 biological law 里面的一个原则，生后代的。
The biological law says father and mother would bring offsprings.
其实这是个神迹来的。
Actually, this is a miracle.
很多的东西我们还不了解的。
Many things we do not understand.
奇妙的奇妙。
It's very tremendous.
但是呢，因为每一天看，每一个时刻看，每一秒钟看，所以呢，把神迹当作普通的一件事情了。
But because we see birth all the time, every day.We do not, are not surprised at this miracle.
但是其实，若是你仔细思想的话，这一个婴孩的降生，整个的过程就是一个极大的神迹啊。
But if you carefully scrutinize it, the birth of a child is a miracle in itself.
所以我说，这个医学的律告诉我们什么
？So we see the medical science tells us
这个小孩子怎么生下来的呢
？How does a child is a child born?
他这个头先摘出来，对不对
？The head comes out first.
然后再手脚出来
，then hands and feet。
没有一个孩子是说脚出来，还站出来，然后手出来，然后最后头才出来的，没有的，吓死掉！我告诉你
，nobody，no child is born feet first, then hands and head comes later。
而从这个医学来讲，这个是正常的自然力。
From medical science, this head first is normal。
但是从神学来看呢，这是什么反常的
？But on the point of theology, this is abnormal。
什么叫自然的呢？
What is natural?
换句话说，小孩子应该从头这样下来的。
A baby must be born head first.
头先出来的。
The head comes out first.
所以呢，没有一个婴孩啊生下来呢，就是要信上帝，要找基督，没有的，都是什么？都是四脚朝天，顶撞神，不信神，反对神的，头往下栽，往下栽，往下栽的。
So no, no baby who is born, all of them born head first.And the feet sticking out to heaven, using the feet to seek God, using the feet to go against God.
因为他是从罪生的。
Because they are born from sin.
他生下来的时候已经跟神断绝关系了，不知道神，不认识神了。
When they are born, they are already cut off from God. They do not understand or know God.
所以当他们站立起来的时候
，So when they stand on their two feet,
他们要开始看天，主啊，救我。这是开始要做正常的人了。
When they stand on their two feet, they say, "Lord, save me."
弟兄姊妹。上帝没有从丢主的方式里面找一个来救我们的，没有的。
God did not find use the second miracle to find someone to save us either.
今天很多人可怜呢、啊，蒙昧无知，眼睛弄瞎了，从丢主的方式里面来找宗教家，都是跟你一样，跟我一样的，都生在罪里面，在母腹里面就有罪了。
Many of us use a fifth category to find salvation using the founders of other religions to save us, which is useless.
只有耶稣基督讲是。
Only Christ who came down from heaven.
约翰福音第三章第十五节一句话很要紧的。
John 3:13.
十三节里面一句话很要紧的。他说：“没有人升过天。”
No one has ascended into heaven.
注意听啊，只有从天降下的人子，人就在天的那一位主耶稣基督啊。
Only the Son of God who came down from heaven, who is also in heaven, can save us.
耶稣基督降世。
Christ came down from heaven.
从天上降下的人子。
Came ascended from heaven.
他仍旧在天。
He is still in heaven.
奇了不奇了
？What a wonderful truth!
有那个宗教家说，生出来的话呢，还是在历史里面，还在天上，没有这回事的，根本没有这回事的。
Is there any founder of any religion who was born yet at the same time is in heaven?
耶稣基督从天上降下来。
Christ ascended down from heaven.
成为人子。
He became Son of Man.
仍旧在天的三位一体的第二位里头。
Yet at the same time, he was in heaven. He was part of the triune God.
所以信耶稣人的话，不但死了，还要到那个主那里永远的国度那边去的。
So those who put their trust on Jesus Christ, if they would also go where Christ is, that is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。
Brother and sister, Christ came into the world to save sinners.
所以这是上帝的目的 purpose.
This is the purpose of God.
神的目的什么呢？就是要救我们，把他独生子带到世上来救我们。
What is the purpose of God? Is to send His Son Jesus Christ to come down from heaven to save us.
第二件事情，耶稣被钉死。
Christ was crucified on the cross.
被钉死做什么事呢
？Why did He have to die on the cross?
耶稣被钉死做两件事。
He died on the cross to accomplish two things.
圣经告诉说，他被挂在木头上。
The Bible says He was hung on the cross.
亲身担当了我的罪。
He personally bore our sins.
叫我们既然因他的死
，because of his death，
使我们可以在神面前活着。
We can live through God in God.
因他的鞭伤叫我得医治。
Because of his stripes we are healed.
因他所受的刑罚叫我得拯救。
Because of his punishment we can be saved.
所以换句话说，上帝差主耶稣基督来的目的就是要为我们死，这是上帝的永恒的计划里面的一部分，他的计划的一部分。
So the purpose of God sending Christ down to earth is to die for us on the cross.
所以耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
So Christ, when Christ came to earth,
为我们死了。
He died for us.
他从天上的地位到地上来。
He came from a position of heaven to earth.
代替全世界人被挂在十字架上。
He died on the cross to substitute for the sins of the whole world.
所以当全世界的罪都在他身上的时候，他说：“父啊，为什么离弃我呢？”
When all the sin of the whole world was on his shoulder, he cried out, "Father, why have you forsaken me?"
他本身没有犯过罪的。
Personally, he did not sin at all.
口里面也没有说诡诈的话语。
His mouth was no guile in him.
他完全是为我们的。
All of what he's done was for us.
好，又怎么？主耶稣钉死的宝血
，Brother and sister, the blood of Christ on the cross
洗净我们的罪
，cleanses us from our sin，
除去我们在上帝面前的愤怒
，it cleanses us from the wrath we have with God。
没有宝血的话呢，那么我们呢就要受神的惩罚了。
Without the shedding of sin, we must bear God's punishment。
没有赦罪，没有宝血，罪就不得赦免。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
这是我们整个的信仰的中心啊。
This is the entire point of our faith.
耶稣被挂在十字架上。
Christ hanging on the cross.
虽然只是挂在那里。
Even though he was hanging there,
但是呢，有拯救的力量在里面。
Yet his hanging there had salvation power.
朋友们呀、啊、
，Friends，
我让你思想一件事情。
Let us think on one thing.
今天我们所相信的基督耶稣不是宗教。
The person Jesus Christ whom we trust, whom we believe in today, is not a religion.
不是宗教。
It is not a religion.
若是宗教的话，我不选择这个犹太教。
If it were a religion, I would not choose the Jewish religion.
我要选择中国教。
I would choose a Chinese religion.
弟兄姊妹，为什么不叫宗教？
Brother and sister, why don't I call it a religion?
你知道吗？你注意到一件事吗？当你生下来到死的那一天，有四种的宗教呢，捆绑住你。
Do you remember when after we are born to the day we die, there are four types of religion that is following us?
每一个人都有的。
Everyone has these four kinds of religion.
各个民族里面都有这四种宗教绑住你、捆绑住你、跟着你走的。
Any tribe on earth has these four types of religion following us and binding us.
第一个
，the first type，
这个宗教是变相的啊。
This is another realistic religion.
第一，良心就是一种宗教。
First, conscience is a kind of religion.
什么叫宗教呢
？What is a religion?
宗教是劝人做好为善的。
Religion is urging people to do good.
所以良心做什么用的呢？
So what does conscience do?
良心就是道德是非的心，告诉你说你不可以再批评人家，不可以再论断人家了，要收你的口了，收口如瓶了。
Conscience is what's inside that tells us you cannot criticize a person, you cannot say bad words against a person to restrict us.
所以呢，这个良心呢，就是上帝利用它来教导你怎么样行在善的道路上，正确道路上。
This conscience is what God has given us to teach us how to live the human life.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
就好像呢，这个有的汽车里面有一种这个 meat control， 当你走到60里 per mile per hour 的时候呢，它会响，会叫，哎，叫的，你要当心到，不要超过60里啊，要速度要慢一点。
It's like a signal in the car. When you go drive past 60 miles an hour, a signal where sound telling you you are over speeding.
有的人呢就想开快车。
Some of us may be speeding at that time.
所以呢，就故意把那路坏掉，不响不叫了。
So turn off that signal.
所以很多人呢就是这样换罪了，换惯了，就麻木良心了，就没有感觉了。
Similarly, many of us sin so long and so frequently that we do not have this conscience.
我记得当我在学校偷看的时候，做偷看大王，还没有成大王的时候。
I remember when I was school, I started to cheat, and before I became the king of cheating.
什么叫偷看大王呢？
What is a king of cheating?
偷看大王不说，你偷看的话就得100分，这个不叫大王啊。
I do not mean that if I cheat, I get 100. This is not a king of cheater.
偷看大王叫做你偷看的时候呢，毫无感觉，没有紧张，一点不流汗，也不心也不跳，那个就偷看大王。告诉你，专家那个是。
What is a king of cheating? It means when I do cheat, I would not sweat, I won't fear, I would have no other adverse effect. I would do it naturally.
头一次我偷看的时候呢，手脚都乱，都紧张起来，都跳。
The first time I cheated, my hands and feet were trembling.
啊，整本书都潮湿了。
All my my books were wet with perspiration.
那页也都烂掉了，因为它摸太多烂掉了。
That page especially was sort of rotten with the moist.
看了半年之后啊，哎呀，了不起的，没问题了。
After I cheated for half a year, no more problems.
很容易的。
Very easy.
好像是在正常的课室里面在抄笔记一样的，没问题的。
As if in a normal classroom, getting notes from the professor.
我的同学看到我考试比他好偷看，还不念书，他说他气得要死，他就说我也偷看。我说你 help yourself， 没问题嘛。
When my classmate saw me cheating, she said, "Oh, well, how I admire you. No sweat." I said, "Well, help yourself."
他也偷看了。
He cheated also.
但是那一次啊，我告诉你啊。
But that time,
我看到一个人呢、啊，不是犯罪的专家话，是差很远的。
I saw a difference between a king of a cheater who is a professional cheater and an amateur.
他拿起书来的时候呢，就看都看不到第几页第几页。我说七十五页还不知道第几页。
And when that friend was cheating, he took his book to cheat, and he was so trembling he couldn't know what page to look at.
他看不到第几行啊。
He couldn't focus on which line to copy.
他手按在上面，一直抖，一直抖，一直抖的。
He put his hands on the line, and he was trembling all over.
后来我说给我来偷看啊，你这个都傻瓜，给我看好了。
Then I said, "Oh, come on, help me! Let me help you."
所以在几分钟里面都抄光了，都抄完了。
And in a few minutes, I copied all for him.
弟兄姊妹，这个偷看大王啊。
This is really king of cheating.
这个良心没有用的，我告诉你啊。
Conscience was useless.
心也不再跳了。
My heart was not beating.
啊，什么声音都听不见的。
I didn't hear any adverse sound either.
弟兄姊妹，这个是变相宗教。
This is a distorted religion.
第二个宗教。
The second type of religion.
什么东西啊
？What is it?
谁呀、啊？
Who?
父母亲就是一个小宗教家。
Father and mother are small religious founders.
Not founders, 这是说人家做好。
Our father and mother always urges, likes us to do good.
这是宗教的熏陶。
This is the implication of a religion.
你怎么做一个好人？
How can we be a good person?
这是宗教的熏陶教育。
This is the implication, the purpose of religion.
每个人都有父母亲的。
All of us came from father and mother.
是父母亲的思想，就是劝孩子好。
So the thinking of a parent is to for the children to do good.
第三种的变相宗教。
The third kind of religion.
什么呢？
Is
就是我们都上课念书的教育，就是一种变相宗教。
Education is a distorted religion.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到在美国的宗教只教你学习一些自然力、科学力。
In the American system, what we taught are the natural sciences, the sciences.
但是呢，让你在道德律里面放纵自己呀。
But to teach us in the ethics, in the values.
最近呢，有一些的心理学家。
Recently, there are psychologists.
在专门的讲这个家庭的问题，怎么教养孩子，教养下一代。
They are speaking on the family, how to teach the fallen generation.
很多人好紧张的。
Many of them are trembling.
非常 exciting 的啊。
It's a very exciting study.
哦，这个非常好，非常好，非常好。
All this is a very good theory.
为什么他们认为很好呢？
Why do they think it's a good theory?
我发现到在美国长大的这个结婚的这个父母亲呐，都不会教孩子。
I feel that those who are raised up in the States and married here, when they become parents, they do not know how to teach their children.
他越教越乱的。
The more they teach, the more the children are not teaching.
小孩子呢，七八岁啊，都穿尿布的。
Children even age of 7 or 8 still have their diapers on.
有一个念教育的，念教育出来的。
I know of one who had a major in education.
他说：“小孩子，让他随便，让他去，不要去约束他。”
She said, let the children grow at his own pace. Don't bother him. Don't control him. This is the most modern way of teaching. She has three children. A 3-year-old,
5-year-old,
5-year-old, 7-year-old.
每一次拉尿的话, 3个去换尿布。
When she wants to change diapers, all of them, three of them,
change together.
This is the most modern teaching theory. Brothers and sisters,
学得越多呢，越懵懂，越不知道搞什么事。
The more we learn, the more foolish we are.
你知道什么事情？
What is important?
圣经这本书啊，你要问 Mr. Hatch 的，圣经本书就是教导怎么样去教养后一代。
You can ask Mr. Hatch. The Bible teaches us how to teach our future generation.
有个人告诉我妈妈说，你很会教孩子。
A friend told my mother, "You really teach your children very well."
我跟他讲，我的妈妈很会打孩子的。
But I tell him, no, my mother knows how to spank a child.
我从小被打到高中毕业，我告诉你。
When I was small, I was spanked when I was a baby up to when I was senior high.
我被打还跪在床边，跪了三点钟，晚上不给早上不给睡觉的。
When I was spanked, I knelt by the bedside up till 3 a.m. and I couldn't sleep.
若是用现在的教育来讲话，当然可能是告他的，我告诉你。
If we interpret this kind of teaching with modern trend, you would say this is ridiculous training.
圣经告诉我们，应该管教，应该鞭打的。
But the Bible says, we should not spare the rod, we should spank children.
我们今天生活在这个世界，这个国家里面，我们所受的教育都被洗脑，洗到一套新的一种教学法，自由的放纵。结果呢，很多 common sense 都不 common 的，很多都 不懂的。
We're living in a world now where all of the moral values are gone, where all the training, where even common sense is not common anymore.
所以很多人讲 common sense， 哎呀，这个了不起的理论，其实呢，早都知道。你问你妈妈、祖母，他们都懂，就告诉你，很简单的。
Sometimes we say, hey, this is a very new theory. This is wonderful. If we ask my mother, it has been existence for many years already.
看到吗？你的父母亲呢，没有什么教育程度，他教的教这么好，你看到没有？
Look at you all. All of your parents may not have high education attainment, yet how well behaved you all are.
但是我担保你一件事情。
But I guarantee you one thing.
你再念下去的话，
if you continue to study the trend,
然后结婚生孩子的话，
and get married and bear children,
你的下一代不如你这一代，我告诉你。
Your next generation is not comparable to this generation.
已经乱掉了。It's
all confusion.
教育不是教你做人的，教育告诉你怎么样去了解自然界的奥秘奇事啊，人的不懂得怎么做，比动物还更差劲。Education
do not teach us how to become a person, how to behave, but it teaches us how to understand the universe, how to understand the natural nature.
所以你说进化论不是就是退化论，我告诉你。
It's not evolution upward, but it's a devolution, degeneration.
很多有名大学几年前的话，那些大学有名大学年轻人脱光衣服在那边校园里面跑啊。 那是动物来的，那个差不多是。
Several years ago, there was a fad where people take all the clothing out and run. They call it streaking, but that is more animal nature.
你看到没有？教育已经失去了它的功用了。
Education has lost its value.
啊，反教育，反教育了。
It's anti-education now.
你看到没有？有一个晚上，我在听一个美国权威，四个权威是当一个。
One evening, I was listening to one of the four authority in education.
啊，他是在医学里面的。
In the medical science.
有人问他说
，Person asked him,
你对同性恋什么看法
？What do you think of homosexuality?
他说我就是一个同性恋。
He said, I'm a homosexual.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？
Brother and sister, do you see this point?
你受他的教导。
You see his teaching?
无形当中被洗脑。他说同性恋没问题，我也是，你佩服的了不起，结果你跟他一样走了。
You see his teaching, you may believe him, you may admire him, and by a short time you would become part of him too.
一个正常人呢，就变成不正常了。
A person who is natural becomes unnatural.
第四种。
The fourth type,
这个宗教比较这个努力两点。
This kind of the fourth type of religion is more powerful.
什么宗教呢
？What is a religion?
法律
，law.
法律就是要裁制你，叫你做一个人的不可越轨的，不可侵犯人的自由的。
The law would restrict ourselves to this category.
弟兄姊妹，若是你今天把这种四种宗教好的思想研究注意一下，已经够好做一个人了，他不会这样说。
Brother and sister, if we really scrutinize the four type of religion.It will really teach us to be a good person.
这四种宗教给我们的知识够多了。
These four types of religion have given us adequate education already.
我们不需要加上好多宗教，东方宗教、印度宗教、西方宗教，什么都不要，都不要这东西了。
We do not need anymore Eastern religion, Indian, Hindu religion, Western religion.
都不要了。
We do not need them.
这些东西都是重复的，多此一举的。
All of those are repetitious.
你只要什么？
What we need is,
你今天所要的不是知识里面叫你应该怎么做，而是力量的能力的问题，你做不出来。你知道明知但做不出来，你这样做。
What we do not need now is, what we should do, how we should do it, but what we need is the power to do what we know we must do.
当我偷看之后，我心里非常难过。过后因为我怕老师知道，我很难过，我战尽恐惧。
When after I cheated, I felt very bad. The reason I felt bad was I was afraid the teacher might know.
我有的时候呢，我很生气自己啊，把拳头打在墙那个床上面，那个墙上面。
And sometimes I was so angry at myself, I punched my fist on the wall.
为什么我要偷看
？Why would I cheat?
打了几次，手打坏掉没用嘛，还是偷看。
After banging a few times, I hurt myself. Yes, it's useless. I still cheat.
良心告诉我不应该这样做。
Conscience tells me I should not do that.
父母亲告诉我不应该这样做。
Father and mother tells me I should not do that.
老师告诉我不应该这样做。
My teachers tell me I should not do that.
还是做了。
Yet I do it.
所以保罗怎么讲呢
？How does Paul take?
他说：“立志行善，诱得我；行善，诱不得我呢。”
Paul said, "What I do not like to do, that I do. What I don't like to do, that I do."
这我真苦啊！我真苦啊！
So I'm very I'm suffering.
所以呢，谁能够救我这个起死的身体？脱离这起死身体
？Who can save me from the bondage of this sin?
今天主耶稣被钉在十字架上，就是要解决我们这个里面的苦的问题。怎么样去解决我那些应该做而不做、不应该做而做的问题啊
？So the purpose Christ died for us is to give us a solution to do what we should do and not to do what we shouldn't do.
所以我们整个宗教信仰里面就是能力的问题，能力的问题。
The main problem of our faith is power. We need power.
在基督耶稣里为我们钉死的话，就是宝血洗净我们的罪，让我们看见，使我们可以立志在主的面前得到力量来胜过一切的试探与有。
The purpose Christ died on the cross for us and shed His blood is so to give us power to overcome sin.
我们快点讲第三件事，告诉我们耶稣被埋葬了。
Let's speed up. The third act is Christ was.Buried.
埋葬下地狱去。
He was buried on the ground.
下地狱去。
He went to hell.
代替我们永远的惩罚。
He substituted for our eternal punishment.
这是他的能力啊。
This is his power.
换句话说，在他的埋葬的里头啊，他为我们下到永远的审判那里去啊。
During his burial, he substituted for us. He went to the innermost hell to.Substitute for us.
在魔鬼看来，他已经成功了，把这个埋葬了，死了，完了。
Satan must have viewed us. If Christ died, that's the end of Christ.
那小子。
But he didn't know.
他代替我们到永远的沉沦里头去。
Christ substituted for us to the innermost hell to suffer for us.
他代替我们受咒诅。
He substituted for our curse.
弟兄姊妹，他第三天复活了。
Yet, brothers and sisters, the third day he rose again.
好，注意看一下，大家注意看一下。这里有四件事情。
There are four things here.
弟兄姊妹，哪一件你我可以做到的呢？
Which one can we do ourselves?
有哪一件的东西事情你我可以重复再 repeat 的呢？
Which four things can we repeat?
我告诉你，很简单的，第二跟第三可以 repeat 的。
Very simple. The second and the third is repeatable.
在近代历史里面，有三个人呢、啊、被挂在十字架上为他们的国家死。
In the history of the world, there are three persons who died on the cross to die for their country.
他们要谢耶稣。要学耶稣啊！
哦、oh, ，They wanted to imitate Christ.
一个是在非洲
，One was in Africa.
他要为非洲的国家死。
He wanted to die for the country of Africa.
所以将他妻子呢帮他钉死，结果呢第一根下去完了，妻子昏过去的。
So he asked his wife to help crucify him, and upon the nail, his wife first fainted away.
那第二个呢
？The second one
在菲律宾
，In the Philippines.
第三个在 Mexico.
The third one in Mexico.
我若要做，我也可以这样做的，告诉你。
If I wanted to do it, I can do it.
这个很简单嘛。
Very simple.
就被挂在十字架上。
Just hang on the cross.
能不能赦免的罪再讲嘛。
Can I forgive sin? That's another matter.
我就挂在那边就好了嘛。
I just hang there, that's all.
我可以做祷告。
I can pray.
哦，父啊，赦免他们。
Oh, Father, forgive them.
啊，这个可以做到的。
Yes, it can be repeated.
没什么特别的。
Not anything special.
第三个的话是埋葬。
The third kind is burial.
每一个死人都要埋葬的。
Every dead person must be buried.
啊，除非里面那个机会呢被狗咬去呢，不同说法了。
Unless you want to be eaten up by dogs.
那不然的话都是埋葬的。
All of that person.
到哪里去不知道，没人知道到哪里去了。
We don't know where they go.
用子辈，问题在哪里呢
？What is the difference?
问题是第一个跟第四个。
The crucial is the number one and number four.
很多人不信耶稣的主要问题就是童真理跟耶稣的复活。
Many people who do not believe in Christ.Is they do not believe the virgin birth and the resurrection of Christ.
我知道你问题在哪里，我知道的。
I know where the question is.
我同情你，我了解你。
I understand you. I sympathize with you.
在自然界里面受自然力所控制的人很难呢去领会到超自然的现象。
In the natural world, when we are trained in the natural science, it's difficult to comprehend this truth.
我问你问题哦。
Let me ask you a question.
第一个跟第四个，哪一个容易接受的呢？相信的呢
？Between the first and the fourth.Which is more easier to accept?
童真理呢？它是从死里复活。
The virgin birth or rising from the dead?
我告诉你，这四件事啊，都是历史的事实。
Let me tell you, all of these four things are historical.
但是呢，有的可以 repeat， 重复的。
Some can be repeated.
有的不能够 repeat。
Some cannot be repeated.
弟兄姊妹，童真理不能够 repeat。
The virgin birth cannot be repeated.
复活不能够 repeat。
Resurrection cannot be repeated.
这两个可以重复的。
Those two can be repeated.
第一个跟第四个，哪一个难接受呢
？Between the first and the fourth, which is more difficult to accept?
当然，第四个难接受。
Of course, the fourth one.
假使我能够证明第四个的话呢，那第一个也就在包在里头就接受了。
If I can prove the fourth one, the first one would be encumbered inside.
在我这十几年传道里面，个人传道里面。
In my many years of personal evangelism,
我们谈到这一点的复活的时候呢，哎，问题就来了。
When I talk about the resurrection, problems, questions come in.
我们看到耶稣什么时候复活的呢
？When did Christ rise from the dead?
主后33年复活的。
A.D. 33.
他死吗
？Did he die?
他死了。
Yes, he died.
有没有复活呢
？Did he rise again?
你们说 No, 他没有复活。
You say No, he didn't.
我说 Yes, 他复活。
I said yes, he did.
那我们讲是 yes 跟 no, yes no 啊，像小孩子吵架没意思，对不对
？If we argue yes no, yes no, we like little children.
好，我们用科学的方法来试验一下，到底是 yes 还是 no。
Let's use a scientific method to try to prove the yes or a no.
今天是几年呢
？What year is today?
今天是1981年。
1981，
对不对？好，那么1981年。假使上帝容许我们有再拖延时间的话，到2000年的话。
If Christ were to have mercy on us to give us a life to
2080, 那么若是你们说他是死的话呢，他就应该死到1981年，也死到2000年，死到3000、4000年。若是有这么多长时间的话
，If Christ were to die and died even 1981 up to the 2000th century, he'll be still dead.
若是耶稣是活的话，
if Christ is alive,
他应该活到1981年，甚至一直到2000-3000年的。
He should be living in 1981 up to 82,000 and so on.
对不对？
Correct.
那我们怎么去证明这个事情？
How can you prove this thing?
是活是是死是活呢？
Is he dead or alive?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
可以做实验的。
Yes, let's make an experiment.
怎么实验呢？
How can you experiment?
我请了很多科学家、很多的医生、很多的教授做实验。
Let's invite some scientists and medical doctors and professors for this experiment.
若是耶稣是死的话，
If Christ is dead,
他死到现在，
He is still dead today.
他浓浓烟烟的死，
He will be dead forever.
若是他是复活的话，
If he had risen,
他应该活到现在，还永远活下去。
He should be still living today and forever.
好，怎么做实验呢？
How can we experiment?
耶稣告诉我们什么？
What did Christ tell us?
圣经告诉我们什么？
Bible tells us.
保罗告诉我们什么？
What did Paul tell us?
约翰告诉我们什么？
What did John tell us?
约翰怎么说呢？
How did John say?
看啊，我在心外叩门。
He says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
若是有人听见我声音的，
If anyone hear my voice,
开门的，
and open the door,
我要进到你里面去。
I will come into him,
你我我与他一同坐席。
And I will sup with him and me.
看啊，我在心外叩门。听啊，我在心外叩门的。
Look, here, I stand at the door outside and knock.
若是他是死的话，
If he were dead,
你说摩西啊，我没有听到他叩门呢。
You say Moses, I do not hear him knocking at my door.
他现在敲的是属灵的门呢，心门不是那个肉体的这个物质上的门呢。
True, what is knocking is a spiritual door, not a physical door.
很简单一件事情。
Very simple.
在这21年在美国传道的时间里头
，In these 21 years of preaching in the States,
我告诉你一件事情。
Let me tell you one thing.
我很希望有人来证明我的道理是错的，不要再撒谎，不要再迷惑人了。
I really hope that someone would come and prove that my teaching and preaching is false.
那我可以改行去做生意去赚大钱的。
So that I could change my vocation and go to business and make money.
但是可惜找不到这样的人呢。
But unfortunately, I cannot find anyone. Why?
耶稣在心外叩门。
Christ is knocking at your heart's door.
当你把心门打开的时候。
When you open your heart's door.
你说主啊，你进来。
You say, Lord, come in.
他进不进来？
Will he come in?
若是他是死的话。
If he were dead,
他就不进来了。
He cannot come in.
若是他活的话，
If he were alive,
他进来了。
He comes in.
今天很简单的一件事情。
Very simple thing.
你用什么方法来反证基督教的这个真实性呢？
What thing would you use to disprove the truth of Christianity?
就这件事情。
One thing.
若是他是真的话，
If he were real,
他是活的话，
If he were alive,
请他进来。
And ask him to come in.
我不怕他的。
I don't be afraid of him.
不怕他的。
Not be scared of him.
他死的话，
If he were dead,
我可以证明杨牧师你传道的都是假的，因为他根本就死的，不进来，也不听到我求他进来的。
I would say Moses, what you preach is false because he did not hear when I invited him in.
注意，若是他是只有是人子的话，
If he were only the son of man,
他就听不见你的祷告，求的不求了。
He cannot hear your prayer.
若是他是神子的话，
If he were the son of God,
是完全的神完全人的话，
If he were a complete man and complete God,
当你说主啊求你进到我心，他进来了。
When you say Lord come into my heart, he comes into your heart.
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你今天晚上敢不敢面对这个挑战呢？
Tonight, would you dare face this challenge?
你说他死了，
You say dead,
他根本死的。
He is dead.
是你把他神格化的。
Who rose him up?
你把他神格化 ，deify.
Oh, you deify him.
那弟兄姊妹，你要不要试看把另外一个人做成神格化呢
？Would you use another person to deify him?
做某某人呐、啊。
Say that person.
他说我现在活着了。
He said, "Yes, I'm alive now."
说亚摩西亚进到我心里来。
He said, "Moses Young, come into my heart."
我进不去，我告诉你。
I couldn't come in.
不能进到你心中来的。
I can't come into your heart.
你能够接受我的理论跟这个论调，你不能把我的人带到里面去，不可能进去的。
Yes, you can accept my teaching and my theory, but you cannot bring me myself into your life.
鬼可以进来的。
Yet, but the ghost, demon can come in.
鬼进来的话不得了，变本加厉的。
When a demon comes in, this is a tragic.
人不能够进到你心中来。
Man cannot enter into your life.
只有神，基督耶稣能够进去的。
Only God, only Christ can come into your heart.
在这几年里面，
in these few years,
我见了很多各种不一样的不同的人呢。
I've met many different kinds of persons.
当他们接受我的挑战的时候，
when they accepted my challenge,
他说我要试验一下。
He said, "Yes, I'm willing to experiment."
我说两件事。
I told him two things.
第一件
，The first，
你要承认你是有罪的。
Recognize you are a sinner。
好，这个没问题，我接受。
Okay, I accept that。
第二件事情
，The second thing，
你把这个对象搞清楚一下，是基督耶稣，不是孔夫子，也不是菩萨，释迦牟尼。
Identify your object is Jesus Christ and not Confucius or Buddha or any other person.
也不是一种道理。
It is not a belief.
那是基督耶稣降世为要拯救的人，是基督耶稣。
But Christ came into the world from heaven. He is a person.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
然后祷告祈求了。
So he asked Christ.
祷告完成了。
After he prayed to ask Christ, come in.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个 repeat experiment 已经做了十几年了。
This kind of repeated experiment I've experienced many, many years.
很多人真心祷告的时候。
When a person really sincerely prays,
他得罪了主。
He gets Christ.
生命改变了。
His life is changed.
眼泪掉下来了。
His tears are shed.
大笑了。
He is so joyful.
静默几秒钟。
He is solemn for a few minutes.
有人告诉我说，好，让我看一下你什么动静没有。
Someone tell me, let me see if there's any drastic changes.
很多人都信主，接受主的。
Many have accepted Christ and believe on Christ.
证明他是活的，不是死的。
This means Christ is alive and not dead.
他知道他的罪得赦免了。
He knows his sins are forgiven.
亲爱的朋友
，brothers and sisters，
今天不是我怕这个你们来做实验，我是怕你们不愿意做实验的。
I do not fear that you are not willing to that you are willing to experiment. I fear that you are not willing to experiment.
今天我们看到。圣经告诉我们说，真理在我们这当中。
The Bible says we have the truth in this book.
好，弟兄姊妹
，Beloved，
耶稣基督在心外叩门。
Christ is knocking at your heart's door.
你注意一下好吧。如果他能够解决你罪的问题的话
，If he can solve your problem of sin，
其他问题都可以解答了。
All the others will be solved.
罪是灵力的问题。
The problem of sin is that of power, spiritual power.
The problem of sin is spiritual problem. 啊，属灵的问题。
Is a spiritual problem.
若是今天人能够解决你灵性的问题的话呢，物质的问题、思想的问题、经济的问题、婚姻的问题、工作问题都可以解决了。
If Christ can answer your spiritual problem, all of your other problems of marriage, education, money, all of this can be solved.
所以耶稣告诉什么呢
？So what did Christ tell us?
你们要先求神的国跟他的义。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这些东西。
And all these things
都被加给你
shall be added unto you.
应用而解的。
This comes freely to you.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见我们的信仰没有？
Do you see our faith?
不是人为的一种宗教。
It is not man-made religion.
也不是一种幻想。
It is not an idealistic.
也不是一种 fantasy, 不是的。
Neither is it fantasy.
乃是真正的看见神自己的启示，告诉我们说他爱我，为我舍己。
But it's really seeing God's revelation saying He loves us and He is revealing Himself to us.
今天保罗怎么说
？What did Paul say?
在罪人中我是个罪魁。
Among the sinners, I am chief sinner.
然而我蒙了怜悯。
But I have obtained mercy from God.
在罪人当中我蒙拯救。
In spite of my sinner, I was saved.
在结束的时候。
Before I conclude,
我用一句科学的经文来跟大家分享一下。
Let me quote a scientific phrase.
科学的思考方式的经文。
How can we scrutinize what is scientific?
No, 这个 scientific method 的这个经文呢？
Let me forget
about it. 那句话怎么讲呢
？How does this phrase go?
诗篇三十四篇怎么说？
What does Psalm 34 say?
他说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味 ，taste the goodness of the Lord.” Taste
the goodness of the Lord.
你们看好第三十四篇的诗篇第八节告诉我们什么呢
？Verse 8, all taste and see that the Lord is good.
好，这里告诉说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他的人有福了。
So that we know he is good, those that trust on him have the blessing.
第一件事告诉什么呢
？What does it say?
你要 taste.
Taste
完就知道。
Taste so that we can know.
Now I see. 那我明白了。
Someone said, "Now I see."
所以呢，他是美的。
He is lovely.
他是真的。
He is the truth.
然后呢，我全身投靠他。
And then fully I trust in him.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
今天你要认识主吗
Today, would you like to know Christ better?
尝尝主恩的滋味。
Taste and see the Lord is good.
让他进到你心里面来。
Ask him to come into your heart.
你就知道他是谁了。
Then you would know who he is.
我不用再讲了。
I would not proceed any further.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你在台湾做试验。
If you do experiment in Taiwan.
你在美国做实验。
When you do experiment in States,
在加拿大做实验
whether you do experiment in Canada,
在香港做实验
whether you do it in Hong Kong,
同样的方式
same kind of experiment.
主啊，我是个罪人。
Lord, I am a sinner.
接受你到我心中来。
I accept you into my heart.
一样的经历，我们都成了上帝的儿女。
The same kind of experience, we become the children of God.
Repeatable, 一直在那边做实验，千千万万人在做实验。同样的印证告诉我们，他是活的，活到永远，活在我心里面，与我同行，与我同坐，与我一同行走。
This kind of experience is repeatable. Even anywhere in the world, it's repeatable. The experience we gain, Christ comes into our heart and saves us from our sin.
亲爱的朋友
，Beloved brother and sister,
你今天做了这个实验没有
？Have you done this experiment today?
把他带到心中来了没有
？Have you asked Christ to come into our heart？
注意听，看来我站在门外叩门。
Christ says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
若有人听到我声音的
，If any man hears my voice，
把心门打开的
，and opens the door，
我要进来。
I will come in。
你让不让他进来呢
？Will you let him in？
简单的说，主啊，你进来。
Simply say, "Christ, come into my life."
这么大的救恩
，How great a salvation！
这么样的大的代价，神为我们付上的。
How great a price Christ paid for us.
但是呢，我们付代价这么的简单。
But our price is so little.
主啊，你进来。
Christ come in.
从那一天开始。
From this day on.
你成为上帝的儿女。
We will become the children of God.
享受神一切的恩典跟丰满。
Enjoy all God's blessings.
亲爱的朋友们。
Beloved.
这就是我们开夏令会的目的。
This is the purpose of our summer conference.
让你一同与我们享受福音的好处。
Let us all enjoy together the joy and the privilege of salvation.
不要离开这里，没有得到这救恩的好处。
Don't go out from this place without obtaining salvation.
愿主施恩给你们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们去祷告。
Shall we pray? As we bow our heads in prayer,
我愿意你在心中做一个实验。
I'd like all of us to make an experiment in our hearts.
若是你还没有接受基督到你心中做救主的话
，If we have not yet asked Christ to come into our heart,
你可以在这个时候说主啊，请你进来。
We can now say, Lord, come into my heart.
我要知道到底是你是死的还是活的神。
I'd like to know whether you are dead or you are alive.
赦免我的罪。
Forgive my sin.
给我新生命。
Give me new life.
你这个实验就可以在那个地方，你所做的地方，让你经历到它的真实、绝对可靠性。
You can perform this experiment in your seat and ask Christ to come into your life and give you a new life.
希望我们当中有人愿意做这个实验。
I hope some of you is willing to make this experiment.
在你心中祷告。
In your heart, pray.
主啊，我到你面前来。
Lord, I come before you.
你赦免我的罪。
Forgive my sins.
我接受你。
I accept you.
做我个人的救主。
As my personal savior.
让我从今天起。
Help me from today on.
做你的孩子。
Become your child.
更认识你。
To know you better.
更明白生存的意义是什么。
To understand what is the purpose of life.
我们可以在心中祷告。
We can pray in our heart.
天父，我们到你面前来，但愿你今天晚上开我们属灵的眼睛。让我们众弟兄姊妹朋友们能够在这个信息里面看见我们所信的主是又真又活的上帝。天父，我们感谢你差你独生子来到这世界上，为着我们的缘故被挂在十字架上，使我们能够得着这救恩白白的恩典临到我们这不配的人身上。巴不得你激励我们爱主的心，让我们众弟兄姊妹真是在你的爱里面被鼓舞，使我们能够把这下垂的手、发酸的腿重新的挺立起来，使我们的信仰更坚固，不但让我们往下扎根，也更让我们向上结果，使我们在这个时代里面能够向时代挑战。因为我们知道你是活的，你活在永远里头，你活在我们的心中，与我们同心，与我们同住，你为我们解答灵性的问题、生活的问题。但愿主你帮助我们增加我们的信心，让我们在生活里面全心